If you work with your hands, they don't care how you feel. You're sore, you're tired, and if the tool quits on you, you don't get to. That's the American way. And racing in Indianapolis, that's an American original. And so is Quality Supply and Tool. They're selling what works. They supply men and women who build this nation every day, not just on race day. So yeah, engines go wide open once a year, but if you're like us, you're wide open all the time. Next time you need supplies for a job, go to Quality Supply and Tool. Along with racing in Indianapolis, American originals.
Only the best run here at the Indianapolis 500.
Mario, who do you feel you'll have to beat in this year's race?
People like A.J. Foyt and Bobby Unser, for instance.
Stand by for the checkered flag.
Absolutely incredible. Danny Sullivan spun in front of Mario Andretti.
A.J. has done it. He has won his fourth Indianapolis 500.
Beyond the Bricks with Jake Query and Mike Thompson. Brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store. On 93.5 and 107.5, The Fan.
From inside the Hensley Legal Group Race Command Center, it happens. Hire Hensley. It is another episode of Beyond the Bricks. Jake Query along with Mike Thompson, Landon Coons putting it all together for us this evening. And Mike, we have so much fun with this show for a number of different reasons, but tonight is going to be one of those that you even tell me that there are a couple of curveballs that are going to catch me off guard, because we're going to actually sit here, pay the bills, as they say in radio language, and run some advertisements, at least those from the old school nature as it relates to the 500, correct?
That's correct. We have some potential Hall of Fame nominees. We even have a public apology coming in tonight's show. So it's going to be a very exciting show, Jake.
A formal public apology. Okay. Well, it is only fitting when talking about the Indianapolis 500-mile race that one would, of course, incorporate advertising into the equation. Why would that be, Jake? I mean, I'm a sports fan. I don't listen to the radio or watch television for the commercials. I get that. But keep this in mind. One of the most common phrases when it comes to the Indianapolis 500 is that, of course, of now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. One of the things, Mike, that we know from past episodes of Beyond the Bricks is that is a phrase that originated as a cue, if you will, as to when radio stations could prepare for a commercial segment. And it is a phrase that was originally created by a member of the sales or ad department at WIBC Radio.
That's correct. And that's exactly where it originated. There was a meeting and they decided to say, hey, we need a cue. And they kind of talked about it. And a lady who worked in the sales staff, she came up with the cue. So it became a legendary, you know, trademarked thing. So, you know, something that innocuous has lived, you know, decades and decades after they came up with it.
And of course, the radio broadcast of the Indianapolis 500, we have played so much of that, and it's such a huge part of the legacy and heritage of the race itself. But so too, obviously, the television coverage. And 1965, Mike, was a year that was of significance in terms of the television coverage for the Indy 500.
That's correct. They did do the tape delay broadcast in 1965, where they showed some tape delayed highlights like a week later on Wild World of Sports. But if you wanted to watch the race live in any kind of capacity, the only time you could do that is in these closed circuit broadcasts they would do. And so they would have, you know, arenas, basically, you know, the different arenas and, you know, like the Fairgrounds Arena, those type of places, not in Indianapolis, but something similar to that in different cities across the country. And you would go and they'd have a big screen and it was like going to a movie theater type thing. And there were actually some movie theaters that actually did the broadcast as well, the closed circuit broadcast. So that was the way you saw it, was the closed circuit broadcast.
So here is one of the advertisements, the television ads for the 1965 closed circuit Indianapolis 500.
The world's greatest single sporting event, says Wilson Springer, Hearst newspaper headline service. See it live on the giant closed circuit TV screen, the entire 49th annual Indianapolis 500 mile auto race. Every foot of the entire 2.5 mile speedway covered by 12 TV cameras. See the fastest race cars in the world fuel at breathtaking speeds for 500 thrill-packed miles. See highlights of the time trials. See all the pit action. See speed history made as it happens. See it live on the giant closed circuit TV screen. the entire 49th annual Indianapolis 500-mile auto race, Monday, May 31st, 1965. Bring the whole family, not on home TV.
How about that? Bring the whole family and see it live, Mike. I think we probably take for granted today, of course, with Fox Television now in ownership group within the IndyCar Series and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as to the advance of television and the fact that to a great extent, being on your couch is like being there. And that's how it was portrayed back in 1965. We've come a long way since those days. But you can only imagine how surreal that must have been at that time to know that you had the opportunity to watch live and in person what was happening at 16th and Georgetown.
Yeah, that's correct. And some of the footage has survived, not a lot of it, but some of the footage of that has survived. It's pretty interesting. And I actually have a few in my collection, a few of the tickets from different, you know, venues across the country, like in Long Beach, California, and in Florida and different things like that, that carried the closed circuit broadcast. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Of course, I said to watch live and in person, you know, their meaning being as if you are live and in person in 1965. In those days, of course, if you were to win the Indianapolis 500-mile race, then you would get clothes from Dick's Menswear in Wabash, Indiana, and Block's Menswear, of course, the H&R Block Company from right here in Indianapolis, was not to be outdone. So in the 70s, they came up with their own campaign and literally used Bobby Unser to promote it.
Oh, I know. One glance and you think I'm Bobby Unser, the famous race driver. Hey, it happens all the time. Somehow I manage to look fast even when I'm standing still. But actually, the only thing Bobby and I have in common is casual wear from Farrah. As you probably know, Bob and I shop Blocks. Blocks is the Farrah headquarters around these parts. Bob and I just hunker down in the fast lane with belted polycotton poplin slacks and summer bright colors, popular Farrahflex slacks and belted ultra stretch styles, as well as Farrah pincord khaki separates and Farrah denim jeans. Blocks also features a large selection of Farrah suede blazers. If you're anything like Bobby Unser or me, which is just about the same thing, it's hot laps in Farrah slacks at Blocks.
Bobby Unser, two-time Indy 500 race winner, will be at Blocks Men's Store, Lafayette Square, Tuesday, May 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
So yes, indeed, with your own Farrah wardrobe, you too could literally become Bobby Unser. I don't know about you, Mike, but now it makes me want to just go ahead and head over to Lafayette Square and see if Blocks might still be around, which it is not, I can tell you.
Well, you could get a couple pairs of slacks, which would be nice, I think.
It's part of my sportswear, Mike. Don't you know
that's right. Their wardrobe.
Of course. Of course, one of the legendary commercials in Beyond the Bricks history was the 1982 Burger Chef spot where you could win a digital sports watch or even a pace car. The year before that, Tom Carnegie had a contest of his own to promote.
Hi, racing fans. This is Tom Carnegie, trackside of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I have exciting news from Coca-Cola on how you can win a new Buick Regal. Enter the 1981 Indy 500 sweepstakes, and the grand prize winner will drive away in a special edition Buick pace car with a whole year's supply of delicious Coca-Cola. There's over 2,000 other prizes to be given away, too, and no purchase is necessary in order to enter. The next time you visit your Indianapolis Buick dealer, or stop at your favorite store to buy Coke, Tab, Sprite, Fresca, or Mellow Yellow, look for complete details on the Indy 500 Pace Car Sweepstakes. You can enter once, twice, as often as you like, but you better hurry. All entries must be postmarked by midnight June 10th, 1981. So, come on, have a Coke and a smile, and enter the Indy 500 Pace Car Sweepstakes now. Who knows? You could be the winner of a 1981 Buick Regal Pace Car.
Mike, who knew that by the time in mid-June that they knew who won the big Coca-Cola sweepstakes, they still didn't actually know who won the race, right?
That's right. And think about this, that in 82, when we talked about the Burger Chef one, you could have won an 82, you know, Camaro. That was a pretty cool car. In 81, you could get the Buick Regal. I'm sure there were a lot of people lining up for that one.
You know what? It looks good with your slacks, actually.
Exactly.
If you want to know the truth. Of course, one of the best things about commercials that we hear is when all of a sudden you're listening to it and a surprise voice of familiarity comes on, like what happens in this spot for Continental Airlines.
you should see us now. We'd like to take a bow.
Indianapolis, meet Continental Airlines. And while you're at it, introduce yourself to all the cities on the Continental System, including Hawaii and the South Pacific. Continental now flies nonstop to Denver twice daily for as little as $99. There's no lower one-way fare to Denver. And we also offer special introductory fares to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, and other major cities throughout the West. Call your travel agent, company travel department, or Continental Airlines, and fly nonstop to Denver for as little as $99.
These special fares have some restrictions. Seats are limited and all travel must be completed by June 15th.
Yes, all we needed is for Reb Porter to say that gives you 2 weeks, and everybody would know who that was. And of course, Casey Kasem, he is a lot happier, Mike, about special fares to Denver on Continental Airlines than he is when he's got to come out of a song tribute about a deceased dog for a long distance dedication into a happy number, right?
Is Don on the phone? I want to make sure we understand. Is Don on the phone? I want a concerted effort that we don't play these up-tempo numbers when we're coming out of a death dedication. And I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see.
I'm guessing you've listened to the Casey Kasem rant a few times. Is that fair?
Probably a million. That's one of my favorite things in radio history.
Considering you've got it completely in script, right?
That's right.
That is the best. Of course, there's nothing better than a spot that really makes no sense at all. Kind of like what this show is about this evening. And we've got it with the next couple of spots. First off, Atlantic and Pacific was actually the technical name of the grocery store. We simply know it as A&P. And that's about as much sense as you can make out of this next ad.
We watch our P's and Q's and A&P.
We've got hundreds of green price specials.
Q is for quality in every store.
Well-trimmed meat and well-trimmed prices.
No prices, high quality, that's our recipe.
Come in once, you'll come in again.
Come on in, we'll watch our P's and Q's.
This week at A&P, look for these green price specials. Jane Parker hot dog or hamburger buns, 8 to 10 count package, just 19 cents with coupon. Frontier whole flat boneless hams are only $1.48 a pound. And in the husk, sweet yellow corn is a low 17 cents an ear.
Come on in, we'll watch our P's and Q's.
Specials good through Saturday at all Indianapolis A&P stores.
Now, first off, do we have another Reb Porter sighting there?
That's correct. We do, right there.
I mean, obviously, an iconic voice in Indianapolis media for many, many years. But I'm a little confused by this. A&P watches their P's and Q's. And the P's stands for prices. Now, I know that P's and Q's means that if you go into a pub in Old England, they would write down and monitor whether you're drinking pints or quarts. And if you get too unruly, they say, mind your P's and Q's or watch your P's and Q's. What happened to the A?
Right. They're A and P, but they don't watch their A's at all. They're only interested in the P's and Q's.
And did they get into what the Q's was? Is it quality? Is that what the Q's are?
Q is for quality. That's right. Quality. But A, which is part of the name of the company, we don't watch that at all.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, it's what happens sometimes, right? You get into the P's and Q's so much you forget about the A's. And likewise, there are certain eras of music that you'd like to forget about like you did the A's. Like, for example, the disco era. Ask no further than people in the late 70s that liked the Chicago White Sox. But when you combine disco with some chicken, man, you got yourself a winner.
With racing for the arts at heart, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra Women's Committee Junior Group presents Sounds of the 500. Saturday, May 26th at the Indianapolis Museum of Art, 1200 West 38th, from 7:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Dance to the exciting sounds of the Indianapolis Jazz Rock Ensemble and disco to the fine music provided by Calliope Sound. Now we all know the 500 just isn't right without boxed chicken. So to make the sounds of the 500 the premium event that it is, Master Chef Jug will lay out a fantastic buffet spread for all to enjoy. Come dance, listen to some great music, and enjoy a great picnic. Dress as casual, and since they serve legal beverages, you have to be at least 21 years of age. Tickets are $12.50 each, with all proceeds going to the benefit of the Symphony Orchestra. Tickets available at Clues Box Office, Ross and Babcock, or from any junior group member.
Now, two things here. Number one, my girlfriend used to work at Ross and Babcock. It's now a different company name, but that's kind of cool. And number two, what in the world was that? Like, there's a lot going on there, right?
My point with this commercial is it starts off, we're talking about the symphony and those all, and then halfway through, there's this detour into this big chicken discussion. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what's going on in this commercial. And the best part about the chicken is we've got disco and chicken, and it's backed by like Born to Be Alive in the background. By, you know, Patrick Hernandez. I don't know what is going on.
Didn't they start
in
this? By talking out about women? They started talking about like the women's auxiliary of the symphony orchestra. And then the next thing I know, we're talking about like Jugs Catering and Andy Gibb. Like, what in the hell just happened there?
Yeah. It was just bizarre. That whole spot, I didn't get it all.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to continue our look through some of the great commercial. This is literally, I mean, send the Marconi to us now. This is the kind of show that puts this show over the top, where truly, we love talking about racing, but you get into this, and Mike and I both head scratch and at the same time chuckle about it for months to come, and we'll play more of them next.
If you work with your hands, they don't care how you feel. You're sore, you're tired, and if the tool quits on you, you don't get to. That's the American way. And racing in Indianapolis, that's an American original. And so is Quality Supply and Tool. They're selling what works. They supply men and women who build this nation every day, not just on race day. So yeah, engines go wide open once a year. But if you're like us, you're wide open all the time. Next time you need supplies for a job, go to Quality Supply and Tool. Along with racing in Indianapolis, American originals.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit, to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Beyond the Bricks with Jake Query and Mike Thompson. Brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
In the world of seafood, Arthur Treacher's rules the waves.
If you think Arthur Treacher's seafood is good, wait till you taste their chicken. Tender inside, crunchy outside, made in their own secret batter. And right now, when you buy any of their chicken features at the regular menu price, you get a medium-sized soft drink free. Try the chicken platter, fish and chicken platter, or chicken sandwich. Enjoy Arthur Treacher's crunchy chicken for a change and get a medium-sized soft drink free.
Arthur Treacher's rules the waves.
Inside the Hensley Legal Group Race Command Center. It happens. Hire Hensley. Jake Query and Mike Thompson. And that sound you hear is not only the occasional school-like giggle of Landon Coons, but also Landon opening up his Arthur Treacher's chicken box, right? Because he likes the chicken tender on the inside and crispy on the outside. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. And let's consider that for a minute. First of all, Reb Porter can sell anything. I mean, right. He's in the A&P spot. He can sell Arthur Treacher's. But let's consider for a minute, Arthur Treacher doesn't even bother to promote fish in that spot at all. They don't even care. We got chicken now.
There's a casual mention, I think, of how the fish tags along. But for the most part, Arthur now strictly, he's Kenny Rogers. He's strictly in the chicken business, right?
That's right. That's right. He's moved on. He's no longer dealing with those fish. You know, we don't deal with that anymore.
Okay. Well, listen, we're taking a look back at some of the Hall of Fame of advertisements from Beyond the Bricks over the course of the year. Some of the great commercials that we've seen. From the race, also from Talk of Gasoline Alley, anything as it relates to coverage of the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Now, Mike, you tell me this next one is absolutely in our Hall of Fame, correct?
1,000%. It was inducted last year. It was an easy, you know, unanimous selection as far as I'm concerned. This is definitely in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, this is Wheel Horse Tractors, and it says, ponied up with a celebrity endorser.
How can you turn a used lawnmower into a solid investment? Look for the answer in the Wheelhorse ad in Sunday's Indianapolis Star.
I'm Jackie Stewart. You see how your old riding mower or tractor can be worth an ounce of silver and big savings when you purchase a new wheel horse lawn and garden tractor. And you'll be making an investment in one of America's finest products.
It's the Wheel Horse Silver Anniversary Celebration on Now. See our ad in Sunday Star, then see your Wheel Horse dealer.
Jackie Stewart sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. Did I say that last time?
You did not, but what I didn't point out last time is...
Oh, you know, there's honey bunnies. That's what he sounds like, right?
What I didn't point out the last time, though, is, you know, we have all these different investments. You can invest in gold. You can invest in silver. I know all these... There's different investments. Jackie Stewart wants you to invest in wheel horse tractors. You're making an investment by buying this wheel horse tractor.
Well, here's the thing. If you couldn't afford Jackie Stewart for your ads of investment, then of course there is always the legendary up in the chopper, Big John Gillis.
It's a party at Southern Plaza. Hi, this is Big John Gillis. We'll be on the ground with the Southern Plaza merchants as they celebrate their 20th anniversary this Saturday. Come on out and join me. I'll be there between 1:30 and 4:30, and I'll bring along some of your favorite Saturday night oldies. And Southern Plaza merchants will be having their big 20th year anniversary sale. Bring the entire family. Fathers will enjoy the Bill Sorello's motor display with 61 vintage autos. And for the perfect Mother's Day gift, get a picture of the loved ones for just a dollar. Kids young and old will enjoy the rides and free balloons, and the first 500 people to help celebrate after 2:30 will receive birthday cake and ice cream, compliments of the Southern Plaza Merchants Association and Baskin-Robbins. Southern Plaza's big, big 20-year anniversary party. It's a fun, happy gala event. Join me, Big John Gillis, Saturday between 1:30 and 4:30 at Southern Plaza, US 31 South, just off 465.
There's way too much going on here. Okay, we got birthday party despite the fact that it's anniversary. They're the same thing to an extent, but he's talking about the anniversary with happy birthday playing in the background. Then once they finally get to talking about a birthday, they're playing No Business Like Show Business. What in the world is happening there?
There was a lot going on, but I want to point out a couple of things. One, the Southern Plaza is still there. So their marketing strategy clearly worked at some level. So kudos to the marketing.
We should remind people, it is not this Saturday that Big John Gillis is going to be there.
And second of all, I just want to, let's all think about this and imagine Big John Gillis with a big, you know, quart of Baskin-Robbins mint chocolate chip, spinning the 60s, you know, not like 96 tears by question mark and the Mysterians. I mean, that would have been a pretty fun time.
You're right. No question about that. Big John Gillis, 93 WIBC. That was from the early days. Of course, it was 1070 during the time that he was there. But the early FM, I worked with John Gillis, legend, no question about it. Now, one strategy that you mentioned there, it worked out for the Southern Plaza. But in terms of getting people to spend their money south of here, Mike, that might not have been a great strategy, right?
This next spot does not work whatsoever, is my opinion. I think whatever money was spent on this spot, if you spent more than 58 cents, it was too much.
Louisville, you charming lady, Kentucky's gracious city by the riverbank. You've got a warm southern feeling. I'll be coming soon to see you, Louisville.
You got to wake me up before we get to Greenwood, right?
I don't know what that was.
I mean,
at all.
What in the world is that, right?
I honestly don't know what they were going for there, because none of that makes me want to go to Louisville.
The octogenarian crowd, that's my guess.
I mean, none of that spot made me want to go to Louisville. There was nothing in there. I was like, oh, yeah, Louisville. That's where I want to head.
It's right on the banks of the water. That guy sounded super excited to be there, by the way. Now, we love great restaurant spots. We know this. Not when I say restaurant spots, I don't just mean a great spot to go eat. I mean, we love a great restaurant jingle, a great restaurant commercial. And Max and Irma's was a fabulous restaurant. Fabulous restaurant back in the day where you could pick up the phone, you could call people. They had numbers, telephone numbers. Everybody knows what I'm talking about here in Indy, where you could sit. It wasn't Max and Irma's, but it was Mac's Restaurant. They didn't have phones. They had better, Mike. They had baked potatoes, right?
Absolutely, in this spot. They want you to know you're getting both baked potato and a salads bar. Now, salads is got an apostrophe S on it.
Well, you go multiple times, right?
That's right.
It's an all-you-can-eat. All right, here's Mac's Restaurant.
A hearty meal for a thrifty price. Max, Max, Family Restaurant.
You know, we've been saying that for a long time now, that Max gives you a hearty meal at a thrifty price. But what does it really mean? It means when you eat in a Max Family Restaurant, our dinners always include the best in beef, poultry, pork, and seafood, in addition to a generous-sized baked potato and a crisp salad from our hearty salads bar. And there's no scrimping on servings either, because our salads bar is all you can eat and comes complete with hot vegetables and soup. So the next time you hear Max Family Restaurant slogan, believe it. And for all race fans, here's a very special May offer. Just visit any Max Family Restaurant. Show your ticket stub from this year's 500 for either daily attendance, the time trials, or the race itself, and you'll receive $1 off either a ribeye steak or chopped beef dinner, complete with baked potato and salads bar. Offer expires June 5th. It's our May race special from Max Family Restaurants.
You get the dollar off, and you still get the S on the salad, right?
Well, right. But here, I'm bringing my ticket in, and bring me one of those generous-sized baked potatoes, please.
And the second and third salad. Make it plural. I like it. They should have just – Max should have been Max's, just like Max's and Irma's, or Max and Irma's.
That's right.
But in this case, just Max Family Restaurant. Now, I like this because any time that Mike can say something is esoteric – it catches my ear. Mike, you were telling me last night when we were talking about it, you said, I have an esoteric spot from 1982, correct?
This is pretty abstract. I mean, this next spot's pretty abstract. And I want to point out that this is the restaurant that I first ate. The first time I ever came to Indianapolis, I ate at this restaurant first on May 15th, 1982 at about 11 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. And this is the first place I ever ate in Indianapolis. So I was very excited when I found a spot by them, but this one's a pretty abstract spot.
It used to be restaurants were only in the food business.
Chicken City wants you to win the state of Oklahoma. Yes, own over 2 million happy and industrious people who want you to say, Oklahoma,
used to be that food quality, selection, and price was the key.
Hey kids, Too Tall Burgers says play our MX Missile Sweepstakes. Be the first kid on your block to be the last kid on your block.
You know, at Waffle House Family Restaurants, we're still concentrating on 150 different menu items, efficient service, and really special pricing. Prices are hard to hold down when you're giving out all that loot.
Casino Burger wants you to win Jackie Onassis!
Every kind of wonderful food open every hour of every day and located everywhere. Waffle House.
What in the world did I just listen to?
That's what I was saying when I was cutting this.
You went to Waffle House, was it because you were more intrigued about getting and winning part of Oklahoma or seeing Jackie Onassis?
I just was wondering, could Waffle House maybe have spent their 55 seconds just maybe talking about the things on their menu?
Well, I think one of them's obvious, right? I mean,
it was just, I was going, what were you guys going for in this spot? Because hey, whatever it was not hitting.
At least they didn't advertise with the people from the Max restaurant, or else it'd be the Waffles House, right?
That'd be the Waffles House. And I would have hoped that there'd be a generous sized waffle.
Along with Oklahoma's. All right, we'll continue on the other side. Some Hall of Famers upcoming. Great commercials, great spots. And of course, the creme de la creme with strawberry sauce, all upcoming on Beyond the Bricks.
If you work with your hands, they don't care how you feel. You're sore, you're tired, and if the tool quits on you, you don't get to. That's the American way. And racing in Indianapolis, that's an American original. And so is Quality Supply and Tool. They're selling what works. They supply men and women who build this nation every day, not just on race day. So yeah, engines go wide open once a year, but if you're like us, you're wide open all the time. Next time you need supplies for a job, go to Quality Supply and Tool. Along with racing in Indianapolis, American originals.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Beyond the Bricks with Jake Query and Mike Thompson. Brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
When Donald Davidson misses a memory question, it's a real surprise. But for the shock of your life, it's the Top Shock Sale, now at your nearby Guarantee Auto Store. Monroe Radiomatic Shocks, buy one, get the other at half price, just $26.97 for two. Or buy three, get one free. Monroe Magnum 60 Shocks, two for $29.97. Or buy three, get one free. Now at Guarantee Auto Stores, it's the Top Shock Sale with Monroe Radiomatic Shocks. Two for just $26.97 or buy three, get one free. Guarantee Auto has 28 stores in this area, all stocked with top brands of parts and accessories, along with certified service to keep your auto mobile. America rides Monroe, and Guarantee Auto is ready to save money for you. The Top Shock Sale, featuring Monroe Shocks, now at your nearby Guarantee Auto store.
Jake Query, Mike Thompson inside the Hensley Legal Group Race Command Center. It happens. Hire Hensley. Taking a look back at some of the great commercials, the great endorsements, the great spokespeople as they attach to the Indianapolis 500-mile race. Mike, in that case, I guess the folks there were smart in just putting it together and saying, you know what, we're Guarantee Auto. We don't need to necessarily pay an endorser. We'll just name drop them, right?
Right, but as far as that's, I agree with you, that's a good strategy, but poor Donald's catching strays for no reason in that. You know, when Donald misses a memory question, it's a big surprise. It's like, wait a minute. Like I, if I was Donald, I probably would have said, I don't know if I really like this spot very much.
Yeah, because let's be real, Donald's never missed a memory question, right? That's the whole point, right?
Right, I guess, but yes, you're right. Donald hasn't missed any memory questions, but I'm just like, if I'm Donald, I'm sitting there going, you know, I don't need to be catching strays while you're trying to sell three shocks, giving one away free.
Or salads, for that matter.
Exactly.
One of the things, by the way, where you might be able to stump anybody in Indianapolis is say, you know what, question for you, where can I get liquid paper, a credenza, a player piano, all in the same spot? No worries. Our next ad will answer that.
Indianapolis Office Supply, the leader in office products, Indianapolis Office Supply.
Indianapolis Office Supply is the leading office products dealer and the exclusive Kimball dealer in this area. Kimball, a great name in pianos over the years, is now the leader in fine quality office furniture with desks, credenzas, and quality seating, which can add beauty and prestige to any office or home. IOS invites you to come into any of their 8 locations in Indianapolis, each offering Kimball office furniture in traditional and contemporary styling. 8 convenient locations, full service, quality office furniture and supplies, design assistance, monthly sales specials, and Kimball quality only at IOS.
We're IOS, Indianapolis Office Supply. We're IOS, we're IOS.
Open disclaimer, last year it was, I believe, the second day of qualifying. I was on my way to the Speedway. Mike Thompson called me. I answer, hey, Mike, what's up? On my way to the track. And Mike said, well, I'm running a little bit late, and I'm not going to have time to pick up a couple of things that I need today to take notes of the qualifying times. And I said, you know what? No problem. There's an office supply store right on the way. I've got a little extra time. Do you want me to stop in and get you a legal pad? He said, no problem. Thank you. It's what buddies do for one another. So I stopped in to get a legal pad, and I'll never forget, Mike, you said, by the way, if they happen to have a sale on a piano, pick up one of those too. A totally natural add-on, right?
I did, and that credenza that you got me, it looks nice in the new house, I'll tell you that. There's no doubt about it.
It jazzes up any office. This we know, right?
Now, I think we did miss out on one thing the last year when we played that, and it went into our Hall of Fame. is they're Indianapolis Office Supply, but they apparently don't sell any like actual office supplies. They don't sell liquid paper. Correct. They don't sell, you know, Post-it notes or pens or, you know, things you would get in, look, you know, at Staples or anything like that.
You're on your own for the supplies, pal. We just jazz it up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've got all the furniture you want, but we don't have any of the actual stuff you can use in your office.
If you're trying to itemize what actual furniture you need, you better not try to write it down with a pen and paper, because we can't supply you any of that. But
that's right.
But you need an organ, we'll get one over right away. Now, exactly. Perhaps if you get enough musical instruments, perhaps if you get enough acumen throughout your office to make yourself a musician, you should start enjoying the live music at Beef and Boards, the shows at Beef and Boards. And Beef and Boards also would like a word and an apology.
But first, let's pause for these words.
Beef and Boards Dinner Theater proudly presents Warner Brothers' newest recording stars, the Wright Brothers.
I used to be a nighttime person.
In concert Friday, May 28th and Sunday, May 30th. Two shows each night.
You can spend every night turning out a new light, lying next to another new lover.
Top off your race weekend with a concert by Indiana's favorite sons, the Wright Brothers, at Beef and Boards. Call 872-9664 and reserve your table now.
Now, I mentioned an apology. Mike, you have one, correct?
Yes, but the apology is not for Beef and Boards. It's for you, Jake. I'm offering a formal apology to you.
Okay.
And here's why. I went back and listened to last year's commercial show. And when we played the Beef and Boards Wright Brothers spot, coming out of it, you made this great quip about how the Wright Brothers' career never really took off. Now, I want to point out, I'm from Ohio. And so the Wright Brothers, I should have immediately thought of the Wright Brothers, the guys who, you know, invented the airplane and all that kind of stuff. No, instead, what did I do? I immediately start defending the career of the Wright Brothers, trying to tell you, no, Jake, they were, you know, they had a couple of top 10 hits on the country charts. I totally, that quip you made flew right past me. I didn't get it at all. So I owe you a formal apology, because you made this funny quip. And I was not very, very good as your comedic partner that day.
Wow.
So this is my formal apology that you made a very funny quip about the Wright Brothers. And I, being from Ohio, I'm very embarrassed that I didn't run with that.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I appreciate the apology. I appreciate the candor, and as well the, you know, having the right there, the humility to say, you know what, Jake, I went back and listened and I was wrong. But I will confess this to you, Mike. I don't recall that. I don't remember saying that quip. But now that you mention it, I have to admit, that's pretty darn witty.
It was. And you came up with it immediately right off the top of your head. You're like, the Wright Brothers, you know, their careers never took off. And here I am. I'm sitting there defending the Wright Brothers, which I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. And I'm sitting there like you're offending one of my family members or something. I'm like, Jake, I'm pounding my hand on the table.
And you
but
are
the
correct.
Wright Brothers.
The being from Kitty Hawk would be the only place that gives you more reason than from where you're from to know about the Wright Brothers, of course, being an Ohioan, even though one of the two Wright Brothers was born in Indiana. But yes, synonymous with Ohio and, of course, with air flight, the Wright Brothers. But I appreciate the apology. I do appreciate the apology. Now, when it comes to our Hall of Fame, or Hall of Shame at times, it goes without saying that Buzz Calkins has to be involved, right? This is probably, the only thing I remember about this spot is this. It is insane, right, Mike?
That's correct. Now, we have a lot of commercials in our Hall of Fame, and in our inner circle, this is like, if you're thinking about, I don't know who to compare it to, but someone who's second place, but so close to being first, you know, this is the Scott Goodyear of commercials on Beyond the Bricks.
The Vitor
Mira.
It's
that close. Yeah, the Vitor Mira. I mean, it's the Pato Award of commercials. It's that close to being a winner, but unfortunately it's second place right now, but it's right there. It is one of the legendary spots of Beyond the Bricks history.
Car number 12, a solid red streak, Buzz Calkins at the helm. Blue 30 put him in the fourth row. We wish him the best for his ride at the Speedway show. He'll make it all worthwhile after 500.
Lotto jackpot is an estimated $10 million. The Hoosier Lottery, giving you the green.
The Hoosier Lottery gives you the green. Buzz Jenkins, keep on winning, never be forgotten.
Okay, now, hold on, Mike. At some point, if you're a driver and you're in a meeting and you're like, you know what we need is a fight song. We need a theme song. We need something catchy. Wouldn't you try to get somebody other than a prepubescent Hanson to record it for you?
Or yes, or Bowling for Soup or Fountains of Wayne, as I pointed out last year. Because I thought of immediately of Fountains of Wayne, because if you remember in like Stacey's Mom, they repeat each line.
Right.
So like they'll
right.
say the line, and they say the line a second time, that type of thing. That's what it made me think of. My friend Steven, when I told him we were doing the commercials again this year, I'm not kidding you, his first response was, what time will the Buzz Calkin spot be there?
You know, he can't download that and save it to his iTunes?
I think he can. I think he's just so excited to hear it. So, Steven, there you go. We've now played the Buzz Calkin commercial. And we as a little tidbit for next week. We are contractually obligated to play it again next week as well. So you'll hear it again on Beyond the Bricks next week as well.
And of course, we always save the best for last. It is indeed the strawberry dessert that is the James Tavern.
Coming to James Tavern for dinner is like coming home. Home to the friendly, inviting traditions of America. Cordial service, charming atmosphere, hearty dining, as you'll discover when you savor our Savannah pork rib roast, tender New England scrod, or Cascade flounder almondine. And for a big finish, now there's something very special, the Strawberry Finish Line, a tantalizing dessert bar reminiscent of old-time strawberry lawn festivals. You'll find fresh strawberries prepared in the most appealing ways. Strawberry shortcake, fresh strawberries with sour cream and brown sugar, strawberry pie, and that aristocrat of strawberrydom, strawberry chantilly, made with strawberries, whipped cream, and Grand Marnier. Come home soon to James Tavern. After the Indy 500, make your dinner a winner, too, at James Tavern, 8601 Keystone at the Crossings.
Okay, hold on. There's a lot going on there. After a day at the race, it's hot out. You watched 500 miles. I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm thinking to myself, I could go for some good scrod.
That's right. Please try the scrod. Yeah, that's what I want. Thank you. Bring that menu back.
What about, hold on, did he drop a strawberry field land or something like that in there?
Well,
the lawn garden of strawberries?
My favorite part is that you know, I like to prepare this show in the most appealing of ways as well. Just like the strawberry bar is prepared in the most appealing of ways. I try to always prepare this show in the most appealing of ways as well.
When's the last time you put together a concoction of some sweet brown sugar and sour cream?
Right. But Jake, you are that aristocrat of the show. You're our aristocrat of strawberrydom.
That is now the James Tavern. The highlight of my off season was when I got a matchbook from Mike from the James Tavern, right? Which shockingly didn't last, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, the James Tavern being out of business is apparently no real surprise after that spot. The best part, though, is I was on eBay one night, and you know how sometimes you can't fall back asleep? It was like 2:30 in the morning, and I couldn't fall back asleep, so I'm on eBay. And just for no apparent reason, I typed in James Tavern, and I found a matchbook from the James Tavern. I was like, oh, I know who's getting this. So I bought it. Oh. And then remember we were at Mid-Ohio. I texted you like three times. I'm like, I have to get you this present. And you're thinking I'm giving you like, you know, like I'm probably going to bring over, you know, Alexander Rossi's helmet or something. But no, I bring over instead the James Tavern matchbook cover.
Which is just fabulous. And in addition to that, it had strawberry stains all over it.
That's the key. It had accidentally been dipped into that aristocrat of strawberrydom.
That's right. Well, like the matchbooks, the James Tavern apparently not literally went up in flames, but their restaurateur business did. All right, we will be back. We appreciate you listening once again to our Hall of Fame of Advertisement. We do it each and every year, and they only get better as the years go along. Thank you once again for listening to Beyond the Bricks.
If you work with your hands, they don't care how you feel. You're sore, you're tired, and if the tool quits on you, you don't get to. That's the American way. And racing in Indianapolis, that's an American original. And so is Quality Supply and Tool. They're selling what works. They supply men and women who build this nation every day, not just on race day. So yeah, engines go wide open once a year, but if you're like us, you're wide open all the time. Next time you need supplies for a job, go to Quality Supply and Tool. Along with racing in Indianapolis, American originals.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.